Hello.
Oh, hi, Melissa. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, fine. Thank you.
Hi. So you had called in and updated your card with Kristen, and I'm getting an error message that the card code does not match. So that means maybe it's the expiration or the code on the back.
Okay. I'm actually at the hospital right now. I just got tested for COVID. Very, very sick. But anyway, the bank called me on, I think the reason you're getting a card code is that the bank called me on Saturday, I believe, fraud department, someone had gotten into my account, so they've had to shut my card down. So I need to go to the bank. Yeah, and they did get money. And they don't know, we're going to try to dispute it to get my money back. It was quite a bit. But where it was under PayPal, the bank is protected. They are not.
Thank goodness.
No, I'm responsible for that. They are not responsible.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you said the bank is protected, meaning you were protected.
No, the bank is protected that they don't have to take care of me, because when the fraud department called me, I could not get through to them. I tried to call them and I couldn't get through. So now, because I didn't get through, I'm responsible for the debt. You know, they've got my, whoever took the money has taken it. So she said there's a lot of stuff going on right now. So she had to shut the card down again. This was like the second time in 2 weeks this has happened to me. But I've been sick since the day before Thanksgiving. And my temperature keeps going up and my respiratory is getting worse. So I finally came into the emergency room because I couldn't find an over-the-counter COVID test because they're all sold out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
well,
I have
happy you're there. You're at the right place. I mean, even if it's not COVID, they'll give you something to make you feel better, you know? So that's good. So
I've been so
sick. Oh, I'm
so
sorry
as soon
to hear
as I,
that.
I wondered why nothing had been coming through, because honestly, I built my clientele through Splash. It's been wonderful, but I haven't had anything from Splash for days. And it's like, I figured something had gone wrong.
Yeah, that's what happens is, when the account goes into suspension, everything will stay active, but you won't get like the current notifications. So with that being said, is there another card you could use in the meantime, or?
And I left my purse. I locked my purse up in the car.
I do have
money in another account, but what I'll do, hopefully I'll get out of here. What I'll do is as soon as I get out of here and get home and settle, I will call you with the right number. And I've got to actually, luckily the bank is just like four doors down from my house. I can go to the bank and get my new debit card, and I'll call you with it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so I have a little game plan here. I put notes in the account. That way everything will stay active, and then you can call me when you get home.
Will I get the leads, though?
Let me just see here.
I mean, I definitely want it. That's why I gave my card, but like I said, this is twice within the month that someone tried once, they didn't get in, and then this time they did get in. So they had to shut my card down. And that's okay. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty full. It's like I'm trying to find space to put people. But the one-time cleans are, you know, what I would like to keep seeing come through.
Okay, so let me look on your dashboard and see here.
I have to tell you, I'm truly amazed with the company, and I mean that. They have been so good. It's been great.
I love it.
Compared to other people that have wanted to do advertising for me, and I've declined it. But I've found, you know, my clientele is up through this company. I don't get riffraff. I was new to advertising, but it's like everyone that has come through has been a doctor or a nurse or a professional. So it's
wonderful.
Been really good. Yeah,
wonderful.
It's been great.
So I went on your dashboard, and you do have fresh leads, but they were all leads that came in through the tracking number. So you should have already gotten a hold. So matter of fact, there was an 8-minute, 32-second call on the 22nd, so I'm sure. So the last one that came in on a website form was on the 12th, and that was before we were having trouble with the payment. So I wouldn't worry about it. So the only thing that happens when your account is in suspension is a little red or an orange banner, I should say, goes at the top of the site and says, your information is no longer being updated, and that's just a prompt for you to call us. But okay. Sometimes to a potential client, it may look like you're out of business or something. So just okay. keep that in mind. You know, the sooner yep. we get the new payment, the yep. sooner that little orange banner will come down. But
yep,
you'll still
I
get
will.
The client calls. If they okay. see you up there and they call you, you're still going to get those because the number is still active. Okay?
I certainly will call you. Hopefully I can get out of here.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get, as soon as I can finish up here, I'm going to stop at the bank to get my new card, and I'll call
okay.
you with it.
Sounds
okay.
good. Okay. Yeah, no
Thank
problem.
You so
and
much.
Feel better. If I don't hear from you, I'll just follow
Thank
up
you.
At the end of the week, okay?
Yep, you'll
okay.
Hear, hopefully you'll hear from me. Thank you
Sounds
so
good.
Much.
Okay,
Thank
keep
you.
In mind, I'm at extension 777 when you call in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay.